Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is the R&B. Today's best music mix.
80s.
Noises. Today.
Birmingham.
She's all laid up in bed with a broken heart.
What a great song for a Saturday night. Ultranate, and you're free to be what you want to be. Morning, Tim Disney here with you through until 7 o'clock, where breakfast will be on the way. Taking you through the night with some great songs coming up for you. Got some Bruno Mars and a bit of Ollie Murs on the way in the next 60 minutes. And it's Matt Cardle and Amazing.
I had to look inside.
Matt Cardle and Amazing. Cher Lloyd's come out this week saying that she's glad that she didn't win the X Factor and that the title went to Matt Cardle instead, because she reckons she's got more creative freedom now than Matt Cardle will have as an X Factor winner. I'm not so sure. He seems to be doing all right for himself at the moment. Let's see how it goes. On the way, got music coming up in the next 60 minutes from Pink, bit of Bruno Mars on the way, and I Think I Want to Marry You.
Chiara is Italian.
Oh, Giuliano is also Italian, but he hasn't got a flipping clue how to speak anyway.
How do you say I like ice cream?
Mars and I Think I Want to Marry You. I've got a song on the way very soon from a current British artist who would have liked more nominations at this year's Brits, which are taking place, of course, later on this week, Tuesday. And not content with Best British Single as a potential nomination, they think they should have had more recognition. But who am I talking about? I'm going to play them after this from Eurythmics, and There Must Be an Angel Playing with My Heart. Murs and Dance With Me Tonight. He is the British artist that would have liked more nominations at this year's Brits. It's not just the nominations, is it? You want to actually win the Brits as well. Of course, it's happening later on this week. And at least he's being honest as well. You know, I mean, you might think it's big-headed that he wants a few more nominations, but at least he's saying it and being out about it, you know. He says he's really honoured that he's been nominated for the Best British Single, but he would have liked one of the other awards. Can you guess which one it is? Yeah. Best British Male is the one that he would have liked. We'll have to wait and see what happens this week. He's not going to get that one because he's not been nominated for it, but he might get Best British Single. Good luck, Ollie. Got The Wanted on the way, and Stereophonics, great song from them coming up soon.
BRMB.
Bit of rain can't ruin our day out, can it, Churchill?
So good, isn't it? Stereophonics and Dakota and The Wanted before that, and Lightning. These guys are going to do really good things in America, I'm absolutely convinced. America is a tough market to crack, and if One Direction can do it, I think they will. They've already made the top 10 in the States at the moment. They've been making TV appearances and touring around, desperately trying to make it over there. Here they are with One Thing.
I've tried playing it cool.
Made in Birmingham on 96.4 FM and DAB. This is BRMB.
BRMB. From the Sky News Centre at 2. Police say there have been sightings of a man they're hunting in connection with the murder of a vicar. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is
BRMB. Today's best music mix. 80s.
That's love of the music.
90s.
There's a good mixture of songs today.
Birmingham.
Maroon 5 and Christina Aguilera, and I Got the Moves Like Jagger, Coldplay, Paradise and Plan B. It seems like years ago since that was out, but not that long ago. And She Said, Tim Disney here with you through until breakfast at 7 o'clock, with this great guy, I love this fella's voice, Maverick Sabre, and No One.
I changed myself for you, is you with him?
Maverick Sabre and No One. He really struggles with his songwriting, he's admitted this week. He says that it takes him quite a long time to write his tracks because he gets very critical of himself, and he's constantly reviewing the work and the songs that he's written, sometimes for weeks at a time before he'll actually commit the lyrics to paper and decide, yes, that is going to be the song. This is the problem with being a creative genius, you see. Maverick Sabre, got some more on the way from him a bit later on. I got some Lily Allen coming up too, and a great 80s classic from Blondie plays next.
BRMB.
BRMB.
17 teabags.
I'll save life.
The Fray and How to Save a Life, and before that Blondie. 80s classic with Atomic, with Tim here through until 7 and breakfast on the way later on. Here's a lady who's been trying to fight the pounds, lose a little bit of weight following the birth of her baby back in November of last year. Lily Allen, she is struggling with it a little bit. She admits herself that her willpower's not brilliant, and she feels a little bit guilty, you know, if she falls off the wagon slightly. She's currently on a slimming regime, and she hates the gym and really doesn't like being on a diet. Hey, you know what, she sounds just like the rest of us, doesn't she? Here she is, quite an appropriate song as well. It's Not Fair.
Oh, he treats me with respect.
Beyonce, a Love on Top. You know, as if having a baby isn't enough to keep you preoccupied for quite some time, not only before you have the baby, but after the baby. Blue Ivy, of course, I'm talking about. But she's now planning to record 2 new albums. I know, it's work, it's what she does, and I suppose she's got to get back to it eventually, but she's already planning those 2 albums. Amazing. She's unstoppable, isn't she? On the way, got the Grammy award-winning Adele coming up, and some Bon Jovi plays next.
BRMB.
Aircheckdownloads.com.